Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Prohibition was still in place. Butte citizens disagree on charges made against our city. In a report by the Association Opposed to Prohibition made public yesterday in Washington, D.C., the report claims that Butte, Montana is the widest open city in the entire West. The Dispatch boldly states that crime is frequent in Butte as a result of the widespread use of moonshine whiskey, and that some of this was in reality wood alcohol, a single drink of which strikes those who drink it blind. It further states that citizens, after drinking the moonshine brand of liquor, would frequently run amok, filled with bloodlust, and many murders resulting. Finally, the report notes, the labor elements in Butte resent Prohibition as a piece of class legislation, and they're bitter being unable to get their usual beer, and they are now forced to drink questionable whiskey. Regarding the report, city and county officials find themselves in disagreement. Mayor W.T. Stodden is unequivocal. The statement that Butte is suffering from more crimes and drunkenness under Prohibition than it did under license is absolutely untrue. One police judge asserts that the shooting of yesterday was another crime that can be charged to the illicit drinking of distilled spirits. And let me say at the onset, said Magistrate Grimes, this court cannot conduct or order any investigations. It cannot deal with the prohibition problem. It cannot stop gambling or suppress women of ill repute, except to visit retribution on the heads of the offenders and mete out such justice as will help abate vice. It need not be whispered that there is gambling on an extensive scale in Butte. There are too many complaints to this court to leave us blind to the situation. And why should we cover it up by saying that Butte is a nearer paragon of virtue among today's cities? I'm morally certain that one need not hunt hard or in remote nooks to find whiskey, games of chance, and women of the night on Butte streets. Dr. J.B. Freund, who's head of the county clinic, reports, the statement made by the association regarding the effect of moonshine whiskey and the sale of wood alcohol as a beverage is grossly overdrawn. Of course there's drinking here and some illicit distilling, but I'm satisfied that Butte is not one whit worse than these other places. As far as moonshine is concerned, properly made moonshine has no more harmful effect on the human system than any licensed whiskey. If moonshine makes a man crazy, so will good whiskey. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.